When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yes, the big fella coming down your chimney if you've been a good boy or girl.
So I didn't realize that Lou was going to say that the big fella needs to start riding the wave when I originally put the Beach Boys in.
Mm.
But, I mean, that's just too good.
I mean, it works, right?
Ride the wave.
Yeah, there you go. Make sure also you get Sanchez there from earlier last hour busting on Linnell. It is amazing how many people take shots at Linnell. But you know what? We spend a week and a half on this show since before the Saints game talking about how they could win this game. And yet... And I know he's going to circle around the, well, there was no evidence to do so. They're like nothing. And he's going to tell you, well, I give him a 30% chance, which he did say eventually because he realized how wrong he was, even in advance. The point was not that they were the same team as the Philadelphia Eagles, but every game takes on its own shape, its own character. Every game has uncontrollables. Like, who would have known that Jalen Hurts would be knocked out as early as he did? Who would have known that the Commanders would be able to overcome six turnovers? Six! And win that game. Who would have thought? Right? There's so many variables. By the way, coming up, short little conversations with Jeremy McNichols, who got the two-point conversion yesterday, and has been obviously a part of the running back rotation all year long, and Luke McCaffrey, who was, you know, like, he's going to be one of those guys in this game, in this win, that people are going to forget about, but you shouldn't. Not because of what he did as a receiver, what he did as a kick returner, and what happened on that final drive. Because without Luke McCaffrey throughout the game and without Luke McCaffrey on the final drive, they don't win. They do not win. McCaffrey, just in case you don't remember, had a 29-yard kickoff return to the Washington 38, and then they had an illegal formation penalty for 5 yards tacked onto that. So they started that final possession at the Washington 43 with a 1:52 after the kickoff. 1:58 at the start of the kickoff, and only one timeout. So if they don't get to the 38, at least with McCaffrey, the 43 because of the penalty tacked on to the McCaffrey return, they don't win that game. If Terry McLaurin doesn't run out of bounds, they don't win that game. I should say run out of bounds. He rolled out of bounds. Sorry. I mean, and if you think about it, right, think about this. I'll spend a minute on this. Brian Robinson was in the Chateau Bow Wow after the two fumbles, and correctly so. They had no natural run game, and Robinson was in the Chateau Bow Wow on the final drive of the game. On the final drive of the game, there Brian Robinson is on a 3rd and 1. And I wasn't sure that they should run the ball with 23 seconds left and the one timeout. I'm sorry, they didn't even have the one timeout. It was out of the one timeout. It was out of the final timeout, I should say. After Jaden scrambles up, you know, for three to get to the Philadelphia 14. They're third and one from the Philly 14, 23 seconds left, no timeouts. And they run it in that spot. And they run it to Brian Robinson, who had fumbled twice earlier. That's pretty interesting when you think about it. And earlier on the drive, second and three from the 50, and this was the one that I had noted, and then, of course, the third and one, he runs for another 5 yards. Think about that. He's in the Chateau Bowell all game long. They have no natural running game, and Brian Robinson gets them 2 5-yard runs, including one on a third and one and one at midfield on the final drive. Think about that. All right, back to the phones we go. Luke McCaffrey. Again, quick conversation with him after the game. You'll hear from him as well. Jeremy McNichols, still trying to wait and confirm on Jay, but he should be good to go for 3 o'clock. In the meantime, it's you and me. Let's get after it and talk to our buddy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis. What's up, Double A? How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad they found a way to win yesterday, but I just want to start by saying, you know, that call by Dr. Sabah is what this show is all about. Like, while you may not agree with what she says, and I really wasn't following where she was going, she found a way to make Taylor Heinicke part of the conversation and talked about the name, and that's what this show is about. Between that and Paulie calling in and giving everyone hell and talking about your underwear and, you know, people calling in and making fun of Linnell, it's just a blast. And I just want to start by saying I appreciate you, Chris, Matt, Doc and Linus, and it's been a great year calling in to talk to you all. And as you know, and we don't need to go into details, but the last few months haven't been the best for me, but I really appreciate the show and calling in.
Well,
it's
we
a lot
appreciate
of fun,
you.
I love all of you.
Yeah, let's start with that. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody, obviously, even if you don't love us the way you do and support us the way you do. And you know, you and I have become, you know, friends all off the radio, and I hope everything, you know, changes around in your own personal life, and I'm rooting for you. You're a good guy and all that stuff. Plus, I got to be honest with you. I needed a Robin to my Batman to just chop down Linus, as you like to call him, at every possible turn. I mean, that's the best. How mad he gets at you and me for making fun of him, both privately and publicly. I mean, I needed you as much as you needed me. I got to be honest with you.
Well, it's just he makes it so easy because Look at what he did 2 weeks ago when he was just going, what have they done for 13 weeks that shows you that they could even hang with Philadelphia?
Yep.
And regardless, they went out and beat him yesterday.
Well,
so he's
and
really
I kept,
lucky
and,
that
and
it's
what did
a
I,
holiday
what
week.
Did I keep saying? Every game's different, right? Yes, trends. Yes, history. Yes, that's all part of the conversation. Yes, and yes, but every game is different. There is no game that is exactly similar to what we've seen before. None.
The Raiders and the Browns beat the Ravens this year. So if that doesn't tell you anything about football, it is what it is. But for me yesterday, it was the 4th-and-11 play. You know, Jaden just makes a statement, and it's really what this team has overcome this year. 75% turnover roster, undermanned, backs against the wall, 25 years of dysfunction and losing. And I'm sitting there screaming, what are you doing? It's 4th-and-11. And Jaden gives the verbal middle finger to everyone and gets the first down. That's what this team is about. That's the resiliency they showed. They got owned in the trenches. They were squandering field position yesterday. They were finding a way to lose early. And they turned it around regardless of Hurts being in there or not. They did it at home. They did it for the fans. And that shows you what we're going to be moving forward in the future.
Appreciate you, brother. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas,
hang tight. Thank you for all that
Absolutely.
You do. My guy, Double A.
Hey, Chris, my best to Natalie and Tyler. My best to Natalie and Tyler also.
I appreciate
Love
you.
Them also.
I
Shout out to Natalie and Tyler Russo.
I appreciate you. I will pass that along. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. That is my guy, Athan, in Annapolis. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to, let me get to Jason here at Laurel. What up, Jason? How are you?
What's up, Chris? Merry
Jace.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Get to
Paul
Athan this today. This is awesome.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I should point out
you hang on a second. You were appreciative, I should say, of something Athens said about you last week, or your phone call or whatever. So it's cool that it worked out that way. And I didn't do that on purpose. Well, that's just the way it worked out.
I love what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love what he said, and he's right. I mean, I love the show. You, Doc, Linnell, you guys are great. Matt's great. I mean, I love the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate
you. I hope you have a great Christmas and
same
get
to you.
Spread some cheer and spend some time with your family.
Absolutely.
But I got to tell you, this is interesting. I wrote this down. I don't usually take notes when I call in, but I actually happen to disagree with you on two things, which almost never happens.
Okay.
Usually your takes, I think it's one of the reasons I love your show. I agree with you so much, and your show is different. You don't have these opinions that everybody else has. So the two places where I disagree with you, I do think it's a signature win, and I think it is a signature win because all the pundits last week talked about how we got to win the turnover battle, and we got to play clean, and we got to keep the score close, not play from behind. And none of that was right. None of that happened, and we still won. Because of that, I think it's a signature win that this team kind of crapped the bed and still found a way to win. So I do think it's a signature win in that regard. And if I was an NFL team, I wouldn't want playoffs right now.
I would say this. I don't know if I said it wasn't a signature win. I said it was a win that a game that they won that they shouldn't have. Right? I think maybe there is a difference, and maybe it's semantics. What I mean by that is they overcame throwing up all over themselves time and time and time and time and time again, and ultimately they still found a way to win. So if that makes it a signature win because they stopped a team on a 10-game winning streak, because they stopped a team from clinching the division in their own home barn, because they finally beat, you know, like the narrative was they hadn't beaten anybody with a winning record, which is kind of BS because the Bears had a winning record when they played them. The Arizona at one point had a winning record and was on a 4-game streak before Kyler Murray had Hershey squirts in his pants. That narrative was a little bit overdone. So maybe it's not a signature win in the classic sense, like you would, oh, hey, you throttled a really good team. Okay, but it's a big win. I know that.
The second place is, you said that Hurst wasn't the key reason that they didn't win. And obviously, Hurst doesn't play defense. But when they knocked Hurst out of the game, and by the way, that play reminded me back when LeVar and Sean Taylor knocked out a Seattle running back, a decade ago. It was the same sort of a thing. They hit him at the same time, knocks him out of the game. We ended up winning that game. The defense hitting hard took Hurst out. But once he was out, we got to play 11-on-10 in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And the proof is in the pudding and what those numbers
bared
out.
That's a good call.
Yeah. So, real quick, I wrote this down. I don't want to take all your time, but I'm concerned about something. I wanted to share this with you, and however you deal with it is how you deal with it. I loved your segment last week, that Athens was talking about. I don't think we're a great team, but I do think Jane Daniels is great. I think her coaching staff's great. But we don't have a lot of talent on this team. We're deficient of talent and we're far too many places. But there's something about this team, Rooster. They are a brotherhood. They are on each other's backs. The role players play their roles. But we don't have enough talent. And the one thing I'm worried about now, and I'll be honest with you, they don't win another game for the rest of the year. I'm good. It's all gravy. But I worry, how do we add more talent on this team next year and moving forward and keep that brotherhood and keep that these guys are resilient. They got guts. I mean, they love each other. And it's so cool to see. But they do need more talent.
And they need more depth. I mean, honestly, they're a key injury and some spots away from not probably having a chance to win a few of these games. Like, if you take Terry out, which taking a number one receiver from a lot of teams would be hurtful. But, I mean, look at A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown missed, 3 games earlier this year? And Philadelphia, for the most part, didn't skip a beat. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you. As always, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Appreciate Jason as well. Let's squeeze in one more here before the timeout. Let's get Skip next up in D.C. What's up, Skip, on the Team 980? How are you? Happy holidays.
Chris.
Skip.
Chris, I go way back, okay? I go back to Sonny Jurgensen, mm-hmm. and in fact, I remember Vince Lombardi. He's the one that really changed the culture. And then you had George Allen, and then, of course, Joe Gibbs.
Right.
And we know all about that.
The lineage, history. Yep.
So, I'm looking at the big picture. This was one of the greatest weekends in the history of the franchise. Now, you look at what happened with passing that legislation, and then we beat eight. Now, you can say, okay, we overcame a lot of mistakes, and, you know, it was one of those Sundays, you know, where anything could happen. But we beat the number one defense and a legitimate top two, three, five team in the NFL, which everybody was saying we couldn't do. And the quarterback showed brilliance at the right moments. Sure, he had a couple of mistakes, but it was against the number one defense. This weekend, if you just look at it, just look in perspective, and of course, the game coming up next Sunday is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we lose that game, then we're in jeopardy of not even making the playoffs. So let's look at this whole period right now. This is one of the biggest moments in the franchise history because we know we have a quarterback who the whole league is talking about today. He's the number one. You know, they say him, Jaden Daniels is him for today, mm-hmm. right? In the whole NFL. He mm-hmm. was the best player in the whole league this weekend. And everybody now knows, oh, the Commanders, they could actually do something in the playoffs, even as you just acknowledged, to talent deficiencies. But the whole team, the organization from top to bottom, whoever made the call to Congress to get that bill, that legislation at the last minute, in fact, you all could do some reporting on that. How did that actually happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's so a great
huge.
Question. I don't know. Yeah.
Because when you left us, Chris, when you left us on Friday, it was dicey. I was like, oh, no, it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, well, it wasn't supposed to happen after it was supposed to happen, and it was crazy. I mean, I'm getting texts at 11 o'clock Friday night like, hey, man, this thing's got a chance. This thing's got a chance. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. And I fell asleep, and I woke up. You know, I don't know. I fell asleep at like 12:30 trying to like wait up for news. And by 2 o'clock in the morning when I woke back up, the damn thing had passed. So, I don't know who got it through or whatever. Maybe it was the outcry over what's that dopey guy's name that's ruined Twitter? Elon Musk. I don't know. But the bottom line is it got done. And now, like, there's still a long way to go, if we're being honest.
Of course.
But
nothing would be happening in D.C. if that hadn't happened.
Absolutely.
Chris, somebody in the organization talked to somebody on Capitol Hill
maybe
to get that done.
Maybe. And you know what? Listen, that's when you treat people good and you know how to talk to people. And I don't know who did it, who, you know, I'll try and find out. It's going to be a little hard this week with Christmas and all that. But it's a fair point. Skip, I got to let you run. Happy holidays. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. But you're right. I mean, that was a Christmas miracle, right? And then we got another one. Not exactly a miracle yesterday, but kind of sort of another one. Imagine if the Hail Mary and the RFK bill had all been on the same weekend. Now that, right before Christmas, that. Huh? But this is pretty good on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, on the way on this victory Monday, Jeremy McNichols, two-point conversion. Just a quick conversation after the game with him and as well Luke McCaffrey, who was huge in a kickoff return role. We've already highlighted what happened on the final drive of the game for the Commanders. But overall, on kickoff returns, Luke McCaffrey averaged 30.7 yards. 6 for 184, including the long of 47. Just a tremendous effort by Luke McCaffrey. So a couple of minutes with him, a couple of minutes with Jeremy McNichols, Jay Gruden at 3 o'clock as well, plus all your phone calls mixed into the fray as well. Why don't we get to, let's see here, our guy Paulie is next up. We'll take him here before the bottom of the hour. What up, Paulie?
L to the W, man. It's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, we don't say that too much being a Washington fan.
That is true.
This time of year.
That is true. That is true.
You know what I mean? Hey, man, shout out Athens, man. Hey, bro, I don't know what you're going through, but, man, try to push forward. You know, I understand what you're saying, but try to push forward, man. Use this season and this radio station as therapy. All of us, man, I know, you know, that's what I try to put in my life. You know what I mean? Just all this is therapy for me. So, man, whatever you're going through, man, you'll push through it, man, and keep them little quick comments coming, brother, because you're funny. You know what I mean? You're definitely
yes, sir.
Funny. Linnell, I've been telling Linnell, listen, I told Linnell before the Tennessee game when he was jumping off the cliff, I told him, I said, Linnell, once these doors close on this bus, you ain't getting on. So the doors has officially closed on Linnell in the bus. If Linnell want to ride with us, he's going to have to sit on top of the bus, man. We're going to strap him down like on Christmas vacation. Or grandma, he's going to be on top on his little rocking chair, his recliner. He can't get in the doors, man. We'll strap him down to the top. Because that's ridiculous. Anytime the Rooster got more faith, the so-called transplant has more faith than the homegrown talent, he's on top of the bus. Man.
Yeah, man.
Get Linnell, man. We ain't worrying about Linnell. Hey, but look, Rooster, man, you're right. That Louvu play was big, man. Louvu play. Hold on. Before I get to Louvu, one more thing. Sabah, the queen of the backhanded compliment. I don't know where none of that was going, but it was all backhanded. I love you, Sabah, but you need to calm down, bro. All right, Jaden's here. He's here. He ain't going nowhere. You shouldn't want him to. Just like me, I wanted Drake May, too. But I'll tell you this. Yeah, Drake May might have fit good in his offense, but we wouldn't be 10-5 right now. We wouldn't be. We would be more like 5-10. Okay?
I would agree with that. Well, I don't know about 5-10, but they would not be 10-5.
We wouldn't be in the playoff hunt, man. We wouldn't be because Drake May, his talent is the talent of a project. And he might have good talent, but it has to be spoon-fed along. You know, Jaden is feeding us. He's bringing us lunch to work. You know what I mean? So, but like you said, though, like I said, Louvu, that was a big interception, man. Stop the bleeding. Stop the bleeding and it brought the energy back into the crowd, into the team. And it was our uppercut. We were getting punched in the face for a couple of rounds, and then we came back with an uppercut. You know, I ain't gonna let you take credit for this De'Ami Brown thing.
Why not?
And I was telling you because I
know you deserve some credit too. I'll give you credit.
I've been saying this for months, bro. When you was talking about Noah Brown and his pass interference calls, and I was like, I'm not trying to allow the referee.
Well, that was true, though.
I was telling you, yes, okay, but I'm not trying to rely on a referee. We need somebody on the other side that can pick him up and put him down and run past corners, and we really don't have that in Noah Brown. Nice player, good player, but he's starting to become a liability because he can't run past nobody. Neither here or there. I was glad. Look, I said it on Friday. I like what they did in the Saints game going downfield. Let's keep attacking them. Mm-hmm. And you have to attack the Eagles secondary, and I'm glad they did that. I'm also glad to see when Robinson kept putting the ball on the turf, they sat his ass down. Joe Gibbs style.
Yeah, but you notice how they go back to him on that final drive. That was interesting, I thought, showing some faith.
Yeah, you got to. He's part of the 53, but you got to send a message to him, too. Like, bro, you can't be doing that. And I'm going to get into Robinson later on in the week. Whenever the next time you're on. Because I want to rejoice this win. This was a great win. I wouldn't say it was a statement win. Because I don't care who we played yesterday. We needed to win that game. We fought. We won that game. We put ourselves one step closer to the playoffs. And like the last caller said, you know what? Even if we fall short, man, you have to say, this season is a success.
Oh, no doubt.
We end up at 10-7 and fall short at the playoffs or whatever the record is. Like, this season was a success, man. And I'm proud to be part of, as a fan, man. You know what I mean? I think yesterday I did my best job as a fan. You know what I mean? Rooting us on, cheering us on. I get an A plus as a fan. Yes,
you earned that victory. Thank you, Paulie. Happy holidays, pal. Man. Appreciate you.
Hey, happy holidays. Hey, Matty Ice, man. Love you, bro, man. Happy holidays, man. Hail to the W, man.
There you go.
Let's go, man.
Happy holidays, Paulie.
There you go, Paulie. Paulie's in a good mood. You can tell. You can tell a win goes a long way. We'll be off for the next – well, I'll be off for the next couple of days. Matty, you're here tomorrow, right? So I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'll be back on Friday to get you ready for the Falcons game. First, we do a trending alert, then more of your calls. Don't forget, quick conversations still to come with Luke McCaffrey, who was huge in the kickoff return game. Jeremy McNichols, the two-point conversion, and then a longer conversation, of course, with Jay Gruden just after 3 o'clock. All before 4, sprinkled in with your calls here on a Victory Monday on the Team 980, and we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Dan Quinn will speak in about an hour to reporters as the Commanders go into a little bit of a different week. They're going to rearrange the schedule with Christmas on Wednesday. They're going to have practice tomorrow, basically a late afternoon walkthrough, but not on Wednesday, which would normally be the first day of the practice week. Again, Quinn to address reporters in an hour or so. So we'll bring you anything that he has to say in regards to that. Of course, some injury questions. Andrew Wiley did not finish up the game. Cornelius Lucas did at right tackle, and we'll see what else comes out of that. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football tonight, team that the Commanders are chasing in the conference standing, it's the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field hosting the really beat-up New Orleans Saints. No Alvin Kamara in addition to Noah Olave, Carr, and others for New Orleans tonight. 8:15, the kickoff. The Capitals are in Boston after stifling the Los Angeles Kings last night at Capital One Arena. Alexei Protas with 2 goals, including the empty netter. Top team in the Metro, top team in the East are the Capitals at 23-8-2. Boston, 18-13-4. So the pregame over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And one final NFL note that we forgot to mention. It is official, and it is as bad as everybody thought. Texans star wide receiver Tank Dell with a torn ACL and a dislocated kneecap. It came with a great touchdown catch, a sprawling and diving touchdown catch as part of Houston's 27-19 loss in Kansas City on Sunday. But D'Amico Ryan's confirming that, and that's what's trending. All right, 238, Team 980, and the Odyssey app. I should point this out. Good guy Jeff Barker of the Baltimore Sun, at Sun Jeff Barker on X, pointed out, he must have been listening, about the RFK Christmas miracle. He said, ironically, it was the Marylanders, the Senators, who were instrumental in pushing that deal across. He said, yes, they want the Commanders to stay in Maryland, but they know they may not get that. That may not happen, and help get the Commanders to commit to redeveloping Landover if they do leave. And that was true and part of it. And I forget how the fighter jets were ultimately. I think they did get that. I can't even remember. Last week, there's so many twists and turns. The bottom line is we went from Miro Bowser, issuing a celebratory press release to no deal, to no chance, to a miracle late Friday night. Great job as well by A.J. Perez of Front Office Sports. He was monitoring it. He was in on all of that. 48 from the Post did a great job as well. So I just want to send shouts out to all of those people. But yeah, man, you get a big division win, stopping a 10-game winning streak, and Jaden Daniels, 5 touchdowns. And here's the thing. I can promise you this. While the Commanders are playing on Sunday Night Football tonight, game flexed in, or this week, and maybe, you know, we'll have a chance to clinch a division, a playoff spot and all that, they will be scheduled next year for like 5 primetime games at minimum. And I also view in Dallas 4:30 on Thanksgiving Day as a primetime game, even though it's not at night. It is, trust me, it's a primetime game. And I'd be willing to bet they're going to play on Thanksgiving and Christmas next year. Remember, Christmas next year is on a Thursday. That's a more traditional NFL window. This year they had to jimmy it up because they couldn't resist, because they just literally could not resist the overture in their underwear to shove the NFL down our throats. They had to play the four teams that are playing on Christmas Day had to play on Saturday because you couldn't go Sunday to Wednesday. So they had to jimmy up the schedule for those teams, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Houston, and Kansas City. They'll just play, you know, the opposites on Wednesday. They had to play on Saturday, and therefore they had to play three games in 10.5 days because the NFL could not resist the urge to shove their product and gag us with the NFL on Christmas Day on Netflix. Just pointing that out. But I think the Commanders are going to have five scheduled preseason game, primetime games next year, including Thanksgiving in Dallas. And on top of that, I'd be willing to bet they're going to play on Christmas, a strong hunch on that. And they might even have an international game. They are going to get Jaden Daniels in front of your eyeballs, not you Commanders fans locally, in front of the nation's eyeballs as many chances as they get. It's the good, the bad of having a great quarterback, an exciting player, an exciting offense, and, you know, a dude who's lovable, quite honestly, for everybody. All right, let's get to Sean in Connecticut. What up, Sean? How are you, pal?
I'm good, Chris. I hope you guys are doing well. Shout out Matty Ice.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a couple woos for the 5 touchdowns last night or yesterday?
Wait. How many woos do you want? What? How many woos do you want?
I want 5. I want 5 of them.
5? Okay. I think that's 4. I think that's 5. Was that 5, Matt? I think that was 5. How about that?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Couple things here. Dr. Sabat is the only person still talking about Taylor Heinicke, but whatever. I don't care. Whatever. It was just funny to me. And I agree with what Paulie was saying about the backhanded compliments, but it is what it is. So yesterday was there. Like I said on Friday, the NFL is weird. Like, games like this happen, and as I've gotten a little bit older, I realized, just because a team is better on paper and playing better doesn't mean it's a lock every week. Stuff like this happens. And I said on Friday, I think they're going to squeeze out a win, and that's exactly what happened. Yes, Hurts was out, but last time I checked, he didn't play on defense. Right. I just think the 4th-and-11 scramble, last week it was 3rd-and-14. Jaden Daniels is absolutely incredible. I will admit I haven't done research to truly compare the stats-wise, but I truly believe that he's got to be, like, the best rookie quarterback maybe ever. He is so good. And that's all, like, it might sound redundant, but I truly believe that his impact on this team cannot be overstated. And one thing that I keep seeing that kind of bothers me is that these people come and be like, oh, well, Jaden Daniels is on a better team than Caleb Williams or whatever. The reason this team is good is because of Jaden Daniels.
Right.
He is making a bunch of scrubs look like a good team. And his impact, he's reinvigorated this franchise and this fan base and this city. He is absolutely amazing on and off the field. I've never seen him give a bad answer to a question. It's like every single time he answers a question, it's exactly what you want to hear. And I was about to say, I don't know what we did to deserve this, but we suffered for 25 plus years, and that we deserve all of this. We deserve every second of this. Going through he who must not be named, who terrorizes teams for decades, and now we finally get this, like, it just doesn't feel real. This does not feel like real life, that my team, my Washington team, has a franchise quarterback who is absolutely elite from top to bottom. So all I have to say is, to the NFC East and to all of our opponents, buckle up and get
up.
Oh. In this year, And I'm not saying, like, yes, we need to get a better around him, but Jaden Daniels is the mother effing truth. And like you said last night, holy F.
Yeah.
And I said, holy F is right, Rooster. Let's go.
That's
and I can't make promises, but I'm going to try my absolute best to get to the game on Sunday night because I can't resist a primetime game, to clinch the playoffs. I could be wrong, but a primetime game, Jaden Daniels is just absolutely incredible. I'll get off, let other people get on, but like double A, I think that's what you call him.
Yes.
Shout out him. I don't know him too well. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
You're not alone, brother. This is Washington family. We're here for you. And shout out Rooster. Shout out Matty Ice. And he takes a lot of flack, but shout out Linnell too. And shout out Doc. This is by far the best radio station there is. So
thank you,
Sean.
I appreciate you as always.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and bon voyage. Appreciate you. Happy holidays to you and the fam. Appreciate Sean's a great guy. So appreciate it. We're very lucky. We have some really, 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 really good people that listen to this radio program. So I'm very fortunate for that. What we lack in some other areas, we have some really, really passionate, loyal, diehard, good people. Proud of that. Let's get to DC. DC in Clinton right here on the Team 980. DC, how are you?
I'm excellent, Russ. How are you?
Doing good, brother. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well, man. I appreciate it. I just want to say the whole year since DQ entered the building, brotherhood has been preached to us. From every player they interviewed to even staff. Yesterday they showed it. Special teams showed up pretty much the whole game, but defense and offense, they didn't always have it together, but they still had each other's back. Luvu made a great play. He messed up on the week before. He showed improvement. Jaden Daniels spiking the ball, knowing that Carter was going to try to attempt to intercept it. Like, the attention to detail and us sticking together in whatever is the situation is, I like the things that's brewing here, man. And they're making everybody from Commanders Nation, let me correct myself,
that's right,
have a very happy, merry Christmas.
Did you see the video when DQ walked into the locker room last night on the Commander's social page? I mean, that was... you know, like, I don't get choked. I mean, I get choked up about a lot of things, but, man, that was such a cool scene because we don't, you know, as media, we are kept out until that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear a lot of hooting and hollering and whatever, but we didn't know exactly what was going on. But such a cool thing, and I think it was Terry that gave him the game ball.
The game ball.
I mean,
yes.
You know, like, from and I tweeted this last night with the video after I saw the video. I said, you know, I remember the final game of last regular season. Were playing the Cowboys, and DQ was the defensive coordinator. And I was told by somebody who knows DQ very well, he wanted this job. He wanted this job.
He's a local guy.
He wanted the job. When others didn't want the job, he wanted this job. And Adam Peters said, I don't want a fancy play caller, offense or defense. I want a leader of men. And they made it work together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Appreciate
you, DC. Happy holidays to you and the family.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you. Appreciate you. Let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, try and squeeze in one or two more on the other side before Jay Gruden. 301-230-0980. Try and get to everybody. Can't promise anything. Got a lot going on. Actually, you know what? We got to play Luke McCaffrey. My bad. My fault on that. So we're probably not going to be able to get to anybody before Jay. So if you want to hang up, call back. We'll try and get you in after Jay. Can't promise again. Lot to do right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Hi, Manny, I have no idea.
This would be one Philly special in Stevie Nicks.
Oh, okay.
So this would be the Kelce brother, Jason Kelce.
Oh.
I figured that everybody wanted to hear a little bit of Philly crooning, given that
they
didn't get the win.
I like it. All right.
Okay. I have not heard that one. Nice. Happy holidays, everybody. All right, here's what we're going to do. Before Jay Gruden, and just because we're running a little bit off schedule, but we got to stay on schedule, caught up with Luke McCaffrey, who we told you about, had a huge kickoff return to set up the game-winning touchdown drive. Also had several other big ones, including a 47-yarder, just one catch. But without Luke McCaffrey, they don't win. So I caught up with him in the locker room for a couple of quick minutes right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
All right, here with Luke McCaffrey, obviously a tremendous win for you guys. I know it wasn't pretty. I know it wasn't perfect. But what can you describe just the scene and the emotions?
Yeah, I think we were just excited to come out here, compete. And, you know, I think for us, we got to play against the best, challenge ourselves, and continue to do what we do. Obviously, that wasn't a perfect game, but to be able to come out with a win and so many lessons to get better and grow from there is pretty cool and pretty special. And it's a testament to the guys that we have in this locker room.
Yeah, I mean, you guys obviously never gave up. Like you said, you know, five turnovers, the one on downs. I mean, you were huge, you know, as a kickoff return guy. You had the one catch. You had I'm trying to remember what else you did in the game. It was so, but that last kickoff return was huge because you get the ball, I think, at the 43 with the 5 yards tacked on.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. I think we had a good plan, Coach Azo, and that whole unit this whole year, no matter who's back there, is taking pride in dominating, right, and having fun. And we take a lot of pride in that unit and attacking it, right? And that was what everyone did, and it was fun to be a part of it.
You had OZ with two. You had Jamison Crowder with two, right? I mean, you know, Terry obviously did his thing. I know everybody wants to get the rock. Everybody wants to score. But when you see guys that have been working their asses off to get that kind of production and that kind of reward, right?
Yeah, it shows you, again, just the team that we have and the brotherhood that we have and how we've grown from there, you know, and to have those guys who have been consistent for us all year to make plays at the biggest moments is not a shock to anyone in this building. And that's what's so cool about it. Is they just did business as usual, and that's how they went about it.
I mean, obviously, a lot of people ask about Jaden Daniels, so I'm going to ask about Jaden Daniels. Yeah. I know it wasn't, again, a perfect day. He had a couple of interceptions, including the one late that was, I think, intended to you over the middle there. But he threw five touchdown passes.
Yes.
And he had that unbelievable run on fourth down and 13 or whatever it was. What do you say about him?
Yeah, he's a competitor at the highest form, right? And that's what's so special and so fun to watch, right? Just his ability to compete, to grow, and to go out there and do what was needed at every moment.
I mean, you know, a 10th win, this organization, I know you haven't been here for, you know, but this organization hasn't had 10 wins since 2012 when Mike Shanahan was the head coach and Robert Griffin was the rookie. What does that say, again, about, you mentioned the brotherhood, we all heard that term, this locker room, and just never saying die.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to the leadership of this organization, from the owner to the front office, to our coaches, and just the ability to have competitors, to have heavy hitters, as DQ would say it, at every single level. And it's so fun when you get to go to work every day with those people.
Last thing for you, what was the locker room before we were allowed in here? How crazy that was.
Everybody's juiced. You know, that's a war, that's a battle right there. And it was a lot of fun to go through that and to be able to have this moment with everybody here.
All right, that is Luke McCaffrey from a jubilant Commanders locker room there. Obviously, the music was blaring as it started during our interview. I tried to get him before the whole group got there, and so we had to kind of cut it short just so that we could get a bunch of questions in. But always appreciate Luke McCaffrey. Huge role in yesterday's game. Again, a 47-yarder plus the kickoff return for 39, was it, or whatever it was, on the final drive. Plus five tacked on. Without that, they do not win. All right, Jay Gruden coming up next on the other side of 3 o'clock in the nation's capital on this Monday, a victory Monday, a 10-win victory Monday, and a chance to clinch a playoff spot. More for sure this Sunday night against the Atlanta Falcons and Raheem Morris and Michael Penix. How about that? A little bit of a different storyline twist than we were anticipating. 258, Team 980, Jay Gruden next. We'll talk about all of that and more with the former head coach here in Washington on the Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app.